Paul Lisnik is a WGN-TV analyst, and I don't know why I expected better because, you know, he is a career politician, but I don't know. I've never met him. I liked him. I trusted him. And this is an old school move, isn't it?
Well, hi, Lisa Dent. Well, I do know Chuy Garcia. I've interviewed him many times over the years. And if you're trying to find the explanation for how could this be, you know, this probably would have gotten less attention and focus if he was doing this sitting on the city council, if he was doing this sitting as a, state rep or senator, or something like that, local. But he did this at a federal level. And so I think one of the things we learned, while it was classic Chicago in terms of what he did, this, by the way, is not any aspersion or question about his reasons for not running for re-election. I mean, that those he's stated health reasons of himself, his wife, absolutely not questioning that. It's the how you did it. And I think that on the national or federal level, it just doesn't play as acceptable as it seems to here with a there we go again.
Oh, so you think if it wasn't at the federal level, most people in Chicago would just go, whatever, happens all the time.
Well, I mean, you and I can both have a list of people whose kids and whose whatevers stepped into their role, and we just not. It's happened recently on city council with Walter Burnett stepping down, and who comes in moments later? His son. And we just go, well, yeah, that's the way it goes here. And keep in mind this resolution that we'll talk about, I guess, but that happened in Congress, that didn't come from an Illinois rep who was questioning that. That came from a rep, a Latina rep, by the way, from another state who, you know, looked at this and said, hey, this is just not right. And she even said, I like Chuy. He's a great guy. This is the wrong message to send. And it passed.
Yeah. So let's recap what happened on that Friday afternoon. Tell everyone the old school move. That's what I like to call it, that I feel was played out on that Friday.
Well, so Chuy comes out publicly shortly after, I think it's the day after now, that petitions had to be in. And he announces that he will not be seeking re-election, or it leaked just a little bit before that. But he's not going to seek re-election because of his own health issues and his doctor advising him not to seek re-election. Okay. His wife, who he shared, is suffering from MS. Mm-hmm. And you know, things are getting tougher over time. His child had died, and he's raising his grandkid. I mean, you couldn't have more valid, viable reasons for saying it's time for me to focus on my family. Not the issue. But what happened was we learned that just prior to that deadline passing, his chief of staff, a woman named Patty Garcia, no relation to Chuy Garcia, gets her documents in right at the last minute. So already things are kind of blowing up with people going, look at this, look what he orchestrated. But then his campaign sort of said, look, he didn't know he was going to do it, a last minute thing. However, what comes out a couple of days later is that I think he was the first signature or early signature on Patty Garcia's papers, and he had signed it days earlier. So if you're signing the paperwork for your chief of staff days earlier for a run, you must know what you're going to do, right? I also need to say that while the immediate response of Garcia, both Garcias actually, Patty and Chuy, and the campaign was to say, look, we haven't stopped anybody from running. Tamon Bradley here at WGN on the TV side did an interview with her. She goes, look, anybody could have run. We expected people to run. He's had opponents before. So nobody was stopping anybody from putting their hat in the ring. But look, in this town, you're a Democrat. No, in my view, no viable, well-known Democrat is going to challenge an incumbent as an election is coming up. So when Jan Schakowsky says, I'm stepping down, boom, in comes Mayor Daniel Biss and others to say, I want the seat. Would they have challenged her anyway? Absolutely not. So to say people would have come in the race, yes, they technically could have. To say anybody who we might look at as a viable candidate for that position coming in before Chuy stepped out, it never would have happened.
Well, in my opinion, it makes Patty Garcia look bad. There's no doubt because, you know, they will vote her in. She's the Democrat on the ballot, that she shouldn't have kind of assumed that position, having your petitions all ready to go the minute that he announces his retirement, without being honest with her constituents and anyone else in the area who wanted to run.
Well, it may indeed taint things. And here's what is the little interesting thing we'll be watching. You know, you're probably right. The fact that she's the only Democratic candidate now, it's hers. However, Byron Sigcho Lopez, who is currently an alderman on city council, also obviously Latino, not happy about what happened. And so he has pretty much announced he's going to run as an independent, too late to run as a Democrat, which, you know, he might have done if Garcia was just stepping down. But he's going to run as an independent. Now, ordinarily, you'd say, you know, you're toast. You have no chance. But what you just said, Lisa, is really striking here, because could it be that the people in that district are angry at what happened and don't appreciate the Chicago way for once? And does Lopez, who is currently serving and is well known, is there a viable chance for him to step in and take the seat? I don't know. Too early to say. The smart money would be on no. But, hey, there's a lot of time for this election to go. Depends what kind of money he could raise, what kind of campaign he can run, and how much this issue stays in the forefront of people's minds.
Interesting. And, of course, fellow members of Congress called him out on this, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, most of the Democrats in Illinois did not vote for a resolution. It wasn't a censor. It was less than that. But and Congress seems to be very busy with their resolutions against individual members these days. Speaker Mike Johnson would tell you that. But yeah, but it was a Latino representative from another state who basically said, as I said earlier, I like Chuy Garcia, but this is not the way it should be. Now, all the Republicans voted for it, and 23 Democrats voted for it. But most of the Democrats here in Illinois, some issuing statements basically saying, look, we've got enough to worry about. I don't appreciate how he handled it. Not happy with how this played out, but I'm not going there. I'm just going to concentrate. And that's the way of, I think, being just a, you know, true to the Democratic Party. I will have this weekend Representative Darren LaHood on with me. He voted for it. And so I'll be curious to ask him what he thought about all of this from the Republican point of view.
Wonderful. What time will we hear you?
That will be at my show, 9 o'clock, Sunday morning, Political Report. It airs at 9 o'clock, and so good time to tune in every Sunday morning. I know you do. I listen to you every day. I know you listen on Sunday morning.
Absolutely. Watch. But sometimes, you know, things around here get preempted. They get moved. So I just you're solid. All right. We'll be listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa Dan.
That is Paul Liznick, WGN-TV political analyst, 9 a.m. Sunday morning.